This week's report is showing that 39% of the nation's pastures and rangeland are in good to excellent category, up 7% from this time last year. 22% in the poor to very poor category. That's actually 14% better than last year. USGA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains why.
The main reason is even though we have similar drought coverage to this time last year, the drought is more focused in the southwest and outside of the nation's major range and pasture land regions. So with some of the deserts of the southwest being affected by drought, that takes some of that acreage out of where you would be seeing the very poor to poor ratings. With that said, though, you do see the obvious impact of the drought in the southwest. And as a result, the nation's highest percentage of very poor to poor ratings for range and pasture come out of New Mexico, 73%. Close behind, not surprisingly, California, 60% of the range and pasture land, very poor to poor, followed by Nevada, 55%, Arizona, 52%, and Colorado, 46%.
Rippey said Texas and Oklahoma are at 39% poor to very poor, and that is expected to increase due to the heat and wind this week.
On the flip side, we have quite a number of states with anywhere from 60 to 75% of the pasture and rangeland rated good to excellent, a good start to the growing season in the interior northwest, Idaho and Wyoming. Also from the lower Midwest southward to the Gulf Coast, a number of states including Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina, all showing 60 or more percent of the pasture rated in good to excellent condition starting off this season.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.